When Setchell hesitated, Scourge responded by slamming his hand over his mouth again. Ignoring the muffled pleas, he lowered his blade to the advisor's face and severed another tendril.
"Next time, I take an eye,"
he said once Setchell had recovered from the pain.
"Remember, direct and immediate answers."
Lying took thought and effort. It took time. Forcing a subject to answer quickly was a simple but effective tool. He removed his hand again, ready to slash Setchell's throat if he cried out for help. Again, the advisor had the survival instinct to hold his tongue.
"Again, did Zedrix actually try to kill Nyriss?"
"No."
The answer was spoken sullenly and resentfully, but Scourge could sense the truth behind the attitude.
"Who hired the assassins?"
"Nyriss did. She wanted to draw suspicion away from herself."
"Suspicion? Suspicion of what?"
"Ask her yourself,"
Setchell spat. Scourge sighed and clamped his hand over Setchell's mouth yet again. But before he could bring the blade to bear, the door swung open with such force it nearly broke free from its hinges. Darth Nyriss stood on the other side, framed by the light of the hallway's glow lamps.
"I will answer all your questions,"
she said calmly.
"But if you harm Setchell again, I will end you."
Scourge tossed the knife aside and slowly stood up from the bed. His heart was pounding, and he had to fight against the urge to go for his lightsaber. He'd known there were risks in coming after Setchell. Now all he could do was hope his actions hadn't cost him his life.
"I assume this conversation will be in private," he asked.
She nodded and turned away. Scourge didn't even look back at Setchell as he followed Nyriss out into the hall. Darth Nyriss was silent until they reached her private chamber. Scourge was surprised to find that her Twi'lek slave was not present. It seemed that whatever was about to be said could not be trusted even to the Twi'lek's faithful ears.
"Are you loyal to the Empire?"
Nyriss asked him.
"I thought I would get to ask the questions," Scourge replied.
"Remember your place,"
she warned.
"Listen to what I have to say. When I am finished, you will have your chance to speak."
"I am loyal to the Emperor," Scourge declared.
"Loyal to the Emperor or to the Empire?"
she pressed.
"They are two different things."
"What do you mean?"
"The Emperor is mad. Unchecked, he will destroy us all."
"For 1,000 years, the Empire has thrived under his rule,"
Scourge countered. Her words were treason, but there was little he could do about it. If he tried to strike her down, he was fairly sure he would not be able to stand against her. Unlike Darth Zedrix, she was a Sith Council member in the prime of her powers. Now that she had told him her true feelings, she couldn't let him leave her room alive. Not if she felt he would report her to the Emperor. His only option, his only hope for survival, was to play along.
"The Emperor has expanded our borders," Nyriss admitted. "He has made us stronger, but he is only doing this for one purpose. He is planning an attack on the Republic. He intends to start another war with the Jedi."
"No," Scourge said, shaking his head. "Impossible.